Good morning. So I'm a little bit torn right now. I did have a title for Julie, and I gave her a passage this morning. And then I was in Sunday school, and we talked about the Holy Spirit and different things He can do. And then I came out here, and I found out Charlotte had passed. So scratch the title in the bulletin. The Lord is my shepherd is what we're going to title this one today. And we're going to be in Psalm 23. I think it's fitting that, you know, as we are family to Charlotte as well, there's a lot of us that are going to go through different emotions. There's a lot of us, I'll be honest, this is tough. But we're going to read the word here and go from there. Psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. I'm going to stop right there. And guys, right now, this is where Charlotte is. She's lying down in the green pasture. Her soul right now is totally restored. She is at the right hand of our God and our Father. And while that doesn't give us a lot of, it should give us comfort, but it still hurts. It still hurts because there's days, Chris and I drive separately to church, and there's days when I get home 45 minutes after church is over, because Charlotte said, "Matt, I got something I got to tell you." And you know, and there's times when I'm like, "Oh, Charlotte, really?" But you know, I always get something out of when she tells me. And we can be talking about rabbits, we could be talking about her chickens, we could be talking about her grandson Lauren and the two babies, because I coach Lauren in junior high football. And I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss that. So we're going to continue on. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I've never really, I've heard this one preached, and I don't know where this is going, but I'm going to tell you, I've heard this a couple times in person, and Chris was getting ready to go through a surgery, and I don't know, it's been, how long, 20 years? 20 years ago. And she was having some cancer removed from her lymph nodes, I think. And, man, we were scared. You know, we were new parents to a couple. Morgan was not born yet. Or maybe she was born, I don't know. Just born, but I was terrified, and I wept that day because I said, "God, I can't do this, raise these three girls on my own." And Ben came down, and I think it was Ben, it might have been Yogi Durbin, actually it was Yogi Durbin, and he come down and he read the 23rd Psalm to us. And, you know, it calmed me because I knew that I wasn't really in charge. But I knew that he wanted the best for me. And I've heard it a couple other times in big situations, and it just brings a sense of calm. So if you take nothing else out of this today, because I'll be honest, this is more for me than it is for you, because I'm pretty tore up right now. I mean, I'll be honest. And I couldn't get up here and preach about getting back on track because, man, we lost a good one. We lost a good one. God gained a great one. But if you will pull this passage out in your time of need, you will find what you need to get out of it. Because there in verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Guys, that's what I'm going to take out of this today is even though this hurts, even though we're unsure of what that looks like in the near future, and there's a lot of questions that have to be answered. There's a lot of situations that have to be dealt with. But you know what? I know God's got it in control. He has it in control. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. Probably my favorite part of this whole passage is verse 5. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. When we get to that day that each one of us will reach eventually, and it's time for us to go, I want us all to look back on our life and say, you know what? 23rd Psalm, verse 5 right here. My cup overflows. He is so good to us. And we talked about it today in Sunday school. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. We doubt that He can do that for us. We doubt that we're good enough. And quite honestly, we're not good enough. But we got to start thinking, we got to start seeing ourselves as our Lord and Savior sees us in order for us to be successful. And right here is a perfect verse for us to see ourselves the way that our Lord and Savior sees us. Verse 5. He prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. He anoints our head with oil, and our cup overflows. You know, you're not going to get a bunch of anecdotes today from me because I just want you to focus just on the passage. And then verse 6, and I think this is the hope of what's to come in that situation with Charlotte. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And there's only one thing I would change about the way this verse is written. I would have forever in bold capital letters. Because sometimes I think we don't understand forever. Do we understand Charlotte is not ever again going to experience pain? Ever. She is going to live in the house of the Lord forever. So as we are left here and we're left to pick up pieces and we're left to deal with the worldly things here, guys, what I want you to understand is, man, Charlotte's in a way better place. And I know we're going to be really brief, and I'm sorry about that, but I just think we need to understand that we have a responsibility as a church to that family right now. We have a responsibility as a church to our God to go and show the kind of love and the kind of support and the kind of mercy that He shows us every day forever. I am going to read in the 24 as well, because I like the title here. It's the King of Glory. 24 Psalm. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. So do we really grasp that everything we have is the Lord's? Everything out there is put here for us. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully, he will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Guys, we have an opportunity here. And it's not just because of Charlotte's passing. We have an opportunity right now in Morrow County, Ohio, USA, to show people who the King of Glory is. And whether you use the 23rd Psalm or you use the 24th Psalm, I don't care. Or whether you use some other passage. But we've got to go out there and show the world who the King of Glory is. And it can be simple tasks. It can be showing God's love and mercy to other people that don't know it. I challenge you to be right with your relationships that you have. You know, sometimes we have to put aside what we want and glorify what God wants. And I think what you'll find is, at the end of the day, those are pretty close to the same. Although we talked about it again in Sunday school, sometimes I have wants. I want a new truck every year. God says, you don't need a new truck every year. Okay? But God is going to take care of us in our time of need. He's going to take care of us all the time, but in our time of need, if we turn it over to Him, He's going to take care of us, and then we can exalt Him for what He does. He is the King of Glory. He is the one that we want to live beside forever. And it's promised to us. That's what He wants. That's what He wants. So we have to see ourselves as God sees us, and we got to go out and tell the world about the King of Glory. And thirdly, we got to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ, because there are people going through things in this church that you may or may not know about. But God knows. God knows. And He does not want to harm anyone. He wants to have that relationship with you. And He wants for you to be assured of the 23rd Psalm, that He is going to be with you all the time. He's preparing a place for you. He's leading you where He wants you to go. Our job as Christians is to follow and to glorify Him. So and listen, I know it's 10:45. If you want me to go on about something else, I can, but I'll save that other message for another time. But this week, today, tomorrow, whenever, just keep the Lerner family in prayer, because there's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of questions as to what's going to happen and what's going to take place. And, you know, pray for Olivia, because she's going to be hurting. And I'm thankful for some of the people she has in her life. Jamie does a remarkable job with her. And I hope and I pray that doesn't get lost. And I give Jamie the strength and the wisdom and the power to just continue on, because there's going to be hard times coming. Olivia's going to have a lot of questions. Keep them in prayer. Bathe them in prayer. The whole situation. And if there's a need that comes up, we will pass that through on the prayer chain as the arrangements are being made and as things are happening. We'll keep everybody informed as much as we can. Man, we lost a good one. And it's okay to hurt. But understand, it's part of God's plan. And Charlotte's sitting there at that table with God right now. That doesn't make it easier on us. But take that 23rd Psalm and know that God's in charge. And as we sing a final song, and we'll make a song of invitation, if you want to know more about that God and know more about that relationship and about that assuredness that we have that Charlotte is where she is supposed to be, we'd love to talk to you today. If you don't know that at the end of your life you have that relationship and you know where you're going right now, today, today's the day. You know, I originally titled the message, Get Back on Track. Man, today's the day. Today's the day. If you want to start that relationship, don't wait. Today's the day. We're not promised tomorrow. If you have prayer needs, if you have concerns, if you have any needs at all, Jesse and I will be here. And we would love to pray with you. We'd love to talk with you. Whatever, we can just shut up and listen. That's fine too. Let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just come before you, and Lord, I take this situation with Charlotte, and Lord, I know, I am so happy because I know that she is with you. I know that she is experiencing no pain. But Lord, I am heartbroken because it's hard to lose someone. Lord, we know that it's part of it. We know that it is inevitable. But Lord, we just really dearly love Charlotte. And we know that she's in a better place. And Lord, I ask your hand to be on that family, Lord, and just answer all their questions, answer all their needs, as well as just have your hand of guidance on Olivia and Shannon and the whole group, Lord, as they're going through a tough time. Lord, give us the opportunity to serve that family in whatever way that looks, Lord. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. In your name we pray. Amen.